This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Vern Pinkston from the Raymond Park Board. Vern, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Tobin. How are you?
I'm doing well today, and we are here to talk about the Raymond Park Board's annual dinner dance that's fast approaching. Tell me a little bit about this year's event.
This year's event, once again, it's being co-sponsored, Raymond Park District, along with the Raymond Harville Fire Department. We're having our annual dinner dance on Saturday night, February 26th, starting around 6 o'clock.
Where will the dance be held at this year? Same place as last year?
Same place as last year. It'll be at the Raymond Knights of Columbus Hall. Again, we're going to have a ribeye steak dinner with baked potato and green beans and salad and all the fixings, so it sounds pretty good.
And that ribeye dinner is always a good feast. I've had that a couple times myself. That is a good meal.
Yeah, we've got some guys come in to cook, and they know what they're doing back there. They're really good cooks.
Musically, the Fundamentals, are they coming back again this year?
Kevin Lighthizer and the Fundamentals will be back again, and people in the past have always really enjoyed dancing to them, and they will be back.
And tell me a little bit, obviously, proceeds raised from this dinner dance gets split up between the Raymond Harville Fire Department and the Raymond Park Board. In regards to the Park Board side of things, what will the proceeds be used for this year?
We've had some pretty big projects the last couple of years. We're trying to get paid off. We did build a new concession stand and storage building at the old baseball field. We are in the process of getting that paid off. We did get that built and opened up this past fall, and it's real nice. And we're trying to get some work done on the infields. Right now we've got some piles of dirt waiting to thaw out on the baseball field and softball field, so we can get those leveled out. And possibly in the future, we are looking at possibly doing some repair work on our tennis court, basketball courts, and there's always need for playground equipment and things like that. So that's kind of what we're looking for, how to use the money.
And it needs to be noted that the park is used quite a bit. The Panhandle School District uses the park for baseball games. I know it's been used for regionals and sectionals, sectional play as well. It's used quite a bit.
Yeah, it's used quite a bit. I think this year we are going to have a baseball regional out here at the baseball field, and I think we're having hosting a softball super sectional this spring. So it gets used quite a bit. The Raymond Harville Sports Association, they've got soccer and softball and baseball teams use it. It's just used by a lot of people in the communities. We have a lot of picnics and potlucks and things like that, family reunions, and the more people use it, the happier we are, because that's what it's there for.
And of course, the upkeep of it, you need something like this to make sure that the park is in good shape and has the amenities needed to keep it going year in, year out.
Yeah, the prices of things keep going up, the prices to repair things and maintenance, just mowing and electricity and all that, it keeps going up. We don't take in a whole lot in tax money. We take in some, and that kind of covers some of the basic things, utilities and things like that. But as far as getting extra things done, buildings built and tennis courts repaired and things like that, we depend pretty heavily upon this dinner dance for that.
For those that don't know, and I'm going to backtrack a little bit here, Vern, tell me a little bit about the relationship with the Park Board and the Raymond Harville Fire Department.
Well, the first year we did this dinner dance, we were pretty desperate for money. We just built a new softball field and a soccer field, and we had, I forget what the debt was, it was about $100,000 that we owed, something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but and we needed a big fundraiser, so we tried to do this dinner dance, and we did it by ourselves for a couple of years. But it's a pretty major undertaking, having, you know, trying to sell all the tickets and serve food and get everything set up. And I don't know, somehow we got a hold of some people from the fire department. They had built a new firehouse, and they were looking for some funds. They were wanting to build it or buy a thermal imaging machine and some other equipment. And so we went together with them, and it's worked out really well the last couple of years. So we're glad to have them on board. It just helps with the workload, putting on the dinner. There's just a lot of things to do that night, and the park board members were kind of overwhelmed by it all.
Yeah, it is. Once you think about it, it is kind of overwhelming, though. You think of volunteers to serve the food. You need a crew to cook the food. You need a guy to get the band scheduled for an event. It's a long process.
It's a long process, and just the night of the event, there's so many things going on. People registering people at the doors and selling silent auction things, getting that all lined up, and it just takes a lot of people to put the thing on.
You just moved into my next category, the silent auction. What kind of items will be up for grabs this year?
We'll have some silent auction items. We'll have some live auction items, just a few things. I know we always have a lot of Cardinal tickets. I think we've got a condo golf weekend available. I think we've got a nice bow archery set that'll be on auction, might be on the live auction. I think we've got a Jackie Smith autographed football. We've got, I think we're trying to get some Kyle Watson UFC T-shirts and sweatshirts and things like that. And it's hard telling what we're going to have. There's always a few surprise things pop up that people are pretty interested in, but that's usually a big part of the events, just the auction items.
Tickets, how much and how many are still, and are there tickets available for this year's dance?
Tickets are $100 a couple, which is pretty reasonable. You go out and get a ribeye steak dinner, and you can pretty easily spend $50 a couple or more on a ribeye dinner, and then you throw in the live band and other things going on, and it's pretty reasonable, I think, and it goes to a good cause. There are a few tickets left, but not a lot. I'd say we're probably under 20 left. We have 200 to start with, and I think we're down to about 20. So if anybody's wanting a ticket, they need to contact a member of the park board or a member of the Raymond Harville Fire Department as soon as possible, because they are going pretty quickly here.
And Vern, as we come to a close, I'll give you an opportunity here to give some names out that make this event, obviously in addition to you, that help make this event possible year after year.
Well, I hate to start throwing out names because I'm afraid I'm going to forget somebody, but on the park board side, we've got Terry Totes, our president. We've got Carl Walsh, Kent Sarles, and Kent Wagahoff. And then with the fire department, some that are really helping out with this, we've got Mo Jenkins and Wayne Angle and Mick Broadus, and I'm going to start forgetting people here, but those are a few that are selling the tickets, Doug Pitchford. So you can contact those people for tickets, and or you can mail in to the Raymond Park District, P.O. Box 151 in Raymond, and you can mail in your ticket request, and we can take care of it that way.
All right, Vern, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Best of luck on this year's dinner dance, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Tobin. We appreciate all your support.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Vern Pinkston from the Raymond Park Board. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.